Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Monday, brand new week. Hope you had a great weekend. Believe it or not, the Golden Knights up 3-0 on the L.A. Kings. Beat L.A. An amazing game last night. If you did not see it, you got to go find it somewhere because it was an amazing performance. And it was one of the things, and I'll give you just a quick thumbnail sketch. In the first period, first thing I thought about, I saw like two different shifts where nobody hit anybody. And I looked at the Kings, and the Kings were hitting everything that moved. And I knew that had to change. It did change. Big way in the second period. They go on to win, and good for them. They're up 3-0. Game four might be a deciding game coming up tomorrow in L.A. Now, of course, on Monday, we always are joined by Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us in studio, as always. Always good to have you with us. But, boy, I tell you, I don't know what you did to tick off Richard Pratt, but his reaction to your recent gender pay gap story, I'm just telling you, he came after you with a vengeance. Do you worry when people talk back to you?
Well, I actually think it's a really good sign. I mean, if you're writing an opinion column and no one is taking issue with your opinion, probably not a good sign for your long-term job security. So, you know, I usually prefer people to have a little more maybe reasoned and measured responses. But, you know, getting called a chauvinist every once in a while makes you laugh on the inside.
Does he make a point, though? I mean, Your deal was decisions that women make impacts their gender pay.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the question is what is a fair representation? Is it a fair representation to say, you know, let's look at the median salary of all women, let's look at the median salary of all men, or do we adjust for things like education, experience, degree fields, degree of risk in a job? Because if once you measure for those things, the gap, you know, goes from 20% to, you know, anywhere basically from 0 to 5%, depending on who you're talking to. So, you know, some people think that's too much. You know, I think that's the right look. But, you know, again, I think it certainly shows you don't have much of an argument when you start, you know, just defining that as being a chauvinist.
I want to ask you about your column yesterday, Chris G. Gun Policy Full of Holes. You go after Christian Giuliani and her gun policy that was released was released a while ago, I think. Talk a little bit about, first of all, what that policy, I mean, what do we have to look forward to if she were to win?
Well, I mean, just think about what's happening in California and bring it to Nevada, minus the beaches and the nice weather. And that basically that's what she wants. You know, the big plank is a call to ban what she calls assault weapons or weapons of war or AK-40s or AR-15 style weapons. And I talked to her campaign and said, well, how do you define an assault weapon? And they responded with, well, you know, there's laws in before Congress that are proposed, and there's laws in the books all over the country that define assault weapons. Yes, and those laws all say different things. So how are you proposing to define it? It'd be like if a Republican said, I want to cut taxes. And the press said, well, what taxes do you want to cut? And they said, well, there's tax cuts on the books all over the country. So I'm not going to define what taxes I want to cut. It's like, this is not a trick question. Like, this is your policy. You put this out. I just want to know what you mean. Like, I'd much rather talk about your policy and debate the merits of your policy than have to make fun of you for not being able to define your policy. But
are you surprised? I was watching the hockey games, the Golden Knights, and right there is Steve Sisolak wearing the Golden Knights jersey and talking about how, you know, the leadership decisions that he's made, bringing people together. He's actually using the Golden Knights as a campaign tool. Are you surprised? And by the way, are you surprised it's like his fourth different TV commercial?
Well, you know, you got $6 million and you're in a very competitive primary. You gotta spend it all. You know, it is funny to think about him claiming credits for the Golden Knights because that was a privately financed stadium. And good for MGM. You know, that's the right way to do it. And it was, the team was privately purchased. Thank you, Bill Foley. So that is pretty funny to try and claim credit for that. But, you know, that's what politicians do. So I can't really hold that too much against him, although it's, you know, pretty ironic.
Well, just the fact, though, and the fact that he has not glommed on to 1 October, he's been very, very careful about that, obviously. But you know, the Golden Knights are a feel-good kind of thing, and to glom on to something that's a feel-good deal, I say, hey, maybe more power to him.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly is doing some of the other. He actually released a campaign commercial last week on 1 October and talked about, you know, basically that, you know, when he went there and saw the people who had passed away from that tragedy, who, you know, were brutally murdered from that tragedy, his position on gun control evolved, you know, very conveniently since he was facing a hard left Democrat in the primary. And he also wants to ban assault weapons, and his campaign also will not define what assault weapons is. But you know, so that's the level of discourse in the Democratic Party. They want to define they want to ban something they won't or can't define.
And wasn't it Sisolak's campaign that didn't let you into a campaign photo op?
They were the ones who kicked me out of the press event, and you know, it's like these are your own policies. Like, I'm not trying to trick you or trap you. Like, you say,
there are no trick questions involved.
You say you want to do X, and I say, well, what is X? And you're like, oh, no, I can't tell you. And it's just
big secret.
Anyway, I mean, it's just, this is the level of discourse for the left. They can't go out and say, well, you know, there's really no functional difference between an AR-15 and certain types of hunting rifles. So they just say assault weapons, and they hope you don't, you know, that people don't ask, well, do you mean guns that look scary, or do you mean all semi-automatic rifles? Because, you know, the hunting rifle, you know, looks like a hunting rifle. It's painted a little differently, but functionally, you know, it shoots the same bullets, sometimes larger bullets in certain cases. It can be just as deadly. So what are you doing? You know, what are you really trying to define?
Have you seen the Adam Laxalt 1 October ads yet, or the Golden Knights ads yet? He's been uniquely silent.
Well, I mean, this is the joys of being the head. I mean, Dan Schwartz is challenging him. Jared Fisher, business owner, is challenging him. But, you know, until there's evidence that one of them are within 50 points of him, I think he's best just to save his money. You know, it's April. That's 7 months from November. You know, these ads that are being run right now are only helpful for primary voters. People aren't going to remember. You know, for us who are in it every day, you know, we kind of see the, you know, every little detail, but the average voter just doesn't. And so if he can save his money, good for him.
But should he not be going after Democrats in the general election? I mean, that's clearly the ads from Sisolak could be general election ads real easy. I mean, because they go against gun control and they go against this and that, or they go for gun control, I should say. Should Adam Laxalt, I mean, we've got a standing invitation on this show, and he won't come on this show. And I'm like, and all I'm saying is, hey, I know you're a busy man, but are you that busy?
Well, I mean, I certainly think he should be doing media. I mean, he is doing media. He's I think he should do your show, though, obviously. You know, and there's a difference between free media and paid media. The free media is free, which is super helpful. So, I mean, I think generally, you know, campaigns, if they can, they'll wait as you know, for a few more months. I don't know when it starts, you know, because people go on summer vacation and then you kind of lose your message. So
Labor Day.
Yeah, I'd say Labor Day is when the campaigns are really going to kick up. And, you know, if Laxalt can have $4 or $5 million in the bank and his opponents only have one or two, that's a big advantage when it comes to buying TV. And there's going to be a lot of TV this year in that governor's race.
More coming up. We are joined by Victor Jakes, RJ columnist, three times a week. Stick around. We're going to talk about James Comey, his big interview with George Stephanopoulos. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Hi, I'm Amy Jones, and I am running for Assembly District 35. As a mother of three, I am very concerned about our failed educational system here in Southern Nevada. Every legislative session, we allocate more money to a broken system with no improvement. Our children are our most valuable resource. They deserve much better. As a real solution, I will push for school choice, which has proven to be successful in raising performance standards. We must fund educational savings accounts. As I fight for my children, I will fight for yours. Go to electamyjones.com. Paid for by Elect Amy Jones.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. James Comey, this is Cut 8, spoke with George Stephanopoulos, and the interview that aired last night on ABC. And one of the keys and why he ended up kind of delving into politics as director of the FBI was that he honestly thought that Hillary was going to win.
Hillary Clinton's convinced that that letter defeated her. What do you say to her?
I hope not. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I sure hope not. But the honest answer is it wouldn't change the way I think about it. I mean, my hope, I didn't write the book for this reason, but talking about leadership, it was important to tell the email story because it's me trying to figure out how to lead well, that people will read that story and try to put themselves in my shoes. Try to realize that I'm not trying to help a candidate or hurt a candidate. I'm trying to do the right thing. And you can come up with different conclusions. Reasonable people would have chosen a different door for reasonable reasons. But it's just not fair to say we were doing it for some illegitimate reason.
But at some level, wasn't the decision to reveal influenced by your assumption that Hillary Clinton was going to win and your concern that she wins? This comes out several weeks later. And then that's taken by her opponents as a sign that she's an illegitimate president.
It must have been. I don't remember consciously thinking about that, but it must have been. Because I was operating in a world where Hillary Clinton was going to beat Donald Trump. And so I'm sure that it was a factor. Like I said, I don't remember spelling it out, but it had to have been. That she's going to be elected president, and if I hide this from the American people, she'll be illegitimate the moment she's elected, the moment this comes out.
That was from the interview last night on ABC. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You're probably like a lot of us. You didn't hang around to listen to the whole interview, but you've seen the clips from it on CNN and different networks. What'd you think of James Comey?
I mean, what a self-serving, just pompous... Anyway, he just about drives you crazy. I mean, because here's someone who basically... laid out the case. I was in Kuwait, and I was watching on a buddy's laptop, and I was like, you know, sure, he's going to just dismiss the charges. And he's laid it out, and we're looking at each other, and we're like, is he going to announce charges against Clinton? Like, here's all the evidence. Here's all the reasons that she's guilty. And then, of course, he's like, oh, yeah, but no, actually, here, I'm going to invent something so she gets off. So he has always been a political actor. And I mean, really, a tremendous political actor because to go from the left thinking you cost Hillary the election to the left now like embracing you as a hero. I mean, well played. But in terms of my respect from him, no, I don't have respect for him. He is self-serving. He is self-aggrandizing and self-enriching. If this was such an important story to tell, he would have told it a year ago in front of Congress when they called him and asked him about it instead of waiting for probably a seven-figure book advance.
And what was odd is that the excuse he used that no reasonable prosecutor would try this case. And all of a sudden, I mean, out of the woodwork came thousands of attorneys across the nation saying, I would have prosecuted it.
Well, and to find out that, you know, his staff had tweaked the language so that, you know, basically a synonym was used, but not the actual wording of the statute. I mean, they were in the tank for Hillary.
Well, and it's not an investigation. It's a matter. I mean, all these things that we saw, and they were manipulating stuff so much so they would not call it an investigation. I'm like, give me a break.
Yeah, let's just say that they would not have raided the office of Hillary Clinton's personal lawyer with no-knock raids like they did with Donald Trump. I mean, if they had one-tenth of the energy and the interest in pursuing Hillary Clinton, she would be in jail because she committed a crime. And we all know that she committed a crime. And so I think, you know, that doesn't excuse any bad behavior by Trump because, you know, I think as conservatives, we have to say, you know, look, there has to be one rule of law. But yes, it is incredibly frustrating to see the man in charge of that rule of law make excuses for Hillary Clinton because, and who knows why, because he thought she was going to win, because he's a Democrat. I mean, I'm not in his head, but or because he's being pressured by Barack Obama or Loretta Lynch or Bill Clinton. You know, whatever the reason is, he did not act in a way that was becoming of an FBI officer.
Let me ask you, do you think we'll ever find out if James Comey should go to, as the president put it so succinctly, jail?
Well, I mean, I guess you have to look at the leaks and you have to think about, you know, do they have evidence of that? You know, he does strike me as a pretty careful guy in terms of being calculating and, you know, and knowing where he can push up to the line. But, you know, again, that's the thing about the rule of law is that it can't just be something that applies to Republicans, because then you're going to get a country where Republicans say, why in the world are we playing by the rules? The Democrats are just winning and we're getting in trouble for doing less than what the Democrats did. And then, you know, forget the rules for everybody. And that's the worst case scenario.
At this hour, Michael Cohen is in a federal district court in New York City. And so is Stormy Daniels. Michael Cohen is the personal attorney for President Trump. He was the one that Victor was alluding to. A raid of his home, a raid of his office, a raid of his hotel room. And they took everything. Let me just ask you, does this give us more evidence, and I've only got a minute, that this is a witch hunt?
Well, I don't think we know yet. I mean, the warrant was signed off, you know, through the legal process, all the way up to Rod Rosenstein, a federal judge.
But we've seen FISA warrants that are questionable. Am I right?
Yeah, we have, and that's why I just don't think we know. We haven't seen the warrant. I think it's a mistake to just reflexively say, you know, I don't like this, therefore it's illegitimate. And I think, you know, I just think that's a mistake. Let's just look, wait for the evidence. You know, we can all have patience and not, you know, just say, we don't know yet. But when we find out, and if it's illegitimate, yes, then we're going to go crazy.
More from that James Comey interview. Victor, as always, man, good to have you with us. And again, folks can read your stuff three times a week in the RJ.
Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I just love it. He'll be back again next Monday. That is Victor Jakes. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Local now. Good to have you with us. Understand, a spring storm is hitting the northern Nevada, the mountain regions, and it's gonna get worse before it gets better. I get a feeling. Great to have you with us. My name is Kevin Wall. Coming up, David Gibbs. He is running for Congress in CD4. And he'll join us in studio coming up in just actually top of the hour. Can't wait. It's been a while since we've had him in studio. I want to get to what's going on right now. And what's going on right now is Michael Cohen is in a federal courthouse in New York City. So is Stormy Daniels. And a lot of people. In fact, let's go to cut one real quick. Then we'll go to your calls. A lot of you holding, by the way. I've got one line open. You want to seize it, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Trey Gowdy is a smart guy. I trust his judgment. He's not running for re-election, so he has no axe to grind. He's pushing a book called Unified. And he's the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, at least for the time being. He was on with Chris Wallace and was talking about the FBI raid of Michael Cohen. He thinks it may have been justified legally.
As a former federal prosecutor, are you convinced that this raid was appropriate or at least on its face not inappropriate?
Oh, well, here's what we know. We know a neutral detached federal magistrate had to sign off on the search warrant. We know that it requires the highest levels of DOJ permission to seize attorney-client records. And by that, I mean the attorney general or the deputy attorney general. And we also know it must have nothing to do with Bob Mueller's probe, either directly or indirectly, or he would not have referred it. What we don't know is what the basis of the probable cause was, what was searched, and what was seized. But so we know a little bit. We don't know a little bit. I think the most important thing we know is that a neutral, detached federal judge that has nothing to do with politics signed off on this warrant.
The question is, though, we know that there are detached federal judges that signed off on the original FISA warrants based on shoddy information. Is that the case here? Think about it. Let's go to JD. JD, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. You are leading off. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. It's nice to always hear the pearls of wisdom from Victor. Hope we get one tomorrow from your guest. You know, I sort of recall all the books that have been written by ex-CIA, ex-Navy SEALs, military people, always have to be cleared by the agency that they worked for, some of them being redacted, and I believe one or two even being stopped from being printed. I would have thunk that Mr. George Stepa, whatever, Annopoulos, would have asked, has the FBI director reviewed this book for content that might be harmful to the agency, or is there anything in this book that may be harmful to an ongoing investigation?
That is a great point. Although I must tell you, most everybody that I've seen on cable news that has actually read the book says there's nothing really new here. I mean, there just isn't much that's new here. It's all stuff that we've known about or that's been speculated about in the media.
But he does refer to a conversation between Obama and Lynch that pertains to some secrecy and some, I can't remember the exact wording of it, that had something to do with the Hillary investigation. And he sort of left that in limbo.
Yeah. And she, by the way, denied everything, Loretta Lynch.
Well, she was out, tried to get out in front last week,
yeah,
by talking about things like, the gal that was involved in Benghazi. I always confuse her name, Mills or Rice.
Cheryl Mills.
Rice.
Oh,
Rice.
Okay, yeah.
She was out in front of saying she never had anybody. What are they doing when they were investigating them?
Congressional hearings.
No. When they unmasked somebody or they were...
Oh, yeah, the unmasking.
Yeah, and then she came back 2 weeks later saying she misspoke, blah, blah, blah. The same thing with the UN ambassador who unmasked about 247 people in her last year in office. So there's a lot of there that could possibly, harm something. But you would have thought that he would have got a clearance from FBI Director Wray that the book doesn't contain anything that's harmful.
Well, I think there's a lot we still don't know. And maybe it's a matter of we need James Comey to go before a Congressional Oversight Committee again and go over some of these things. Again, Trey Gowdy is, I have a lot of respect for him. he's getting out because he just can't stand Washington and the process. But he was on with Chris Wallace yesterday morning. Did you see this interview on Fox News Sunday? And he said, don't blame Michael Cohen raid on Robert Mueller. And again, this is with Chris Wallace.
I don't know what Mueller was supposed to do other than what he did. When a prosecutor comes in contact with information or evidence of a crime, what are you supposed to do other than to refer it to the appropriate jurisdiction? Now, if Mueller had kept something tangential or unrelated for himself, then I'd say, fine, you can criticize him. But he came in contact with potential criminality. He referred it to the U.S. Attorney's Office of Jurisdiction, and he did so with the permission of Rod Rosenstein. I don't know what else he could do. As for Rod Rosenstein, I don't see a basis for firing him in his handling of this probe. Now, he's the one who drafted that original jurisdiction for Mueller. So if you think it's too broad, you got to direct your criticism towards Rosenstein and not to Mueller. If you're upset with Rosenstein because he's slow walking document production to Congress, take that up with him. But how this is Mueller's fault, it just defies logic to me, Chris.
Yeah, but here's the point. And Steve Bannon, the president's former and apparently exiled advisor, has suggested this. If you fire Rosenstein and you put a new guy in there as the deputy attorney general to oversee the Mueller investigation, then you don't have to fire Mueller, but you can restrict him. Are you concerned about that?
So this is the same Steve Bannon that accused the president's son of an act of treason, the same Steve Bannon that did something no one else in the world can do, which is elect a Democrat in Alabama. I don't know who the hell would take advice from Steve Bannon. And if I were the president, I'd say go get advice from anyone else in the world other than Steve Bannon.
But just to make it clear, while you rule out flatly the firing of Mueller, you're leaving the door open to firing Rosenstein.
It depends. It depends. I mean, look, the president is the head of the executive branch. He doesn't have to run his hiring and firing decisions by us. So if he's upset with Rod Rosenstein because Rod Rosenstein is not producing documents to Congress, that's a legitimate thing to be upset about. If he's upset with Rod Rosenstein because he wants to get at Bob Mueller and that's the way he's going to do it, taking the advice of Steve Bannon, which I would strongly recommend against, then no, I don't think that's appropriate. Does he have the power to get rid of Rod Rosenstein? Yes, he does. Do I think it's wise? I don't.
There you have it. And I trust Trey Gowdy. He's the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, and he is stepping down. And he's getting out of he says he wants to be an attorney. He wants to be a prosecutor. And he doesn't like being a legislator, at least in this environment. And by the way, I admire a guy who just says, I'm going to get out. I mean, he's given up a lot of power. With Paul Ryan stepping down as speaker, I mean, would Trey Gowdy have had an opportunity to become speaker? He might have. All I know is that the guy's a former federal prosecutor. He knows where all the bones are buried, and he knows how this thing works. We'll get to more on this. In fact, I'll let you hear from James Comey coming up in just a couple minutes. And in particular, the release of the letter just days before the election, what that meant. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you. The voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com.
I'm Matt Hershkowitz. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism. And the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
They got Tesla. We got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up in minutes, a world premiere edition of Nevada Voices. And for those of you that don't know what Nevada Voices is, it is the platform that this program created 3 years ago, 3+ years ago. And what we wanted to do with Nevada Voices was to give regular people a platform for commentaries similar to what you hear on other radio stations, the Rush Minute, the Hannity Minute, the Mark Levin Minute. And it occurred to me, why do they get to have all the fun? And why can't regular people all across the state of Nevada, and in SoCal too, in the Coachella Valley, have their say? And so we created this animal known as Nevada Voices. And we've had, Wayne Allen Root, Megan Barth, a lot of just regular people that aren't office holders or anything like that. And we do have folks running for election that are a part of Nevada Voices. But we also have plain folks. And that's what I love. Getting back to James Comey, how many of you have seen clips? Maybe you watched the entire interview last night on ABC. the interview with James Comey, George Stephanopoulos doing the interview. And one of the things they talked about was the release of the letter. Do we still have the song, The Letter? No, okay. That predates even Jameson. But everybody's talking about the letter, the release of the letter, in which Comey laid out all the bad stuff about Hillary, all the bad stuff she did, and yet gave her a pass as far as prosecution. No reasonable prosecutor would have taken that case to court. And the fact is that in the aftermath of the letter and the explanation of the letter before a committee in Congress, I mean, there have been countless prosecutors and attorneys all across the nation saying, what the hell is he talking about? But this was James Comey on the ABC interview, which was done prior, obviously, to last night, with George Stephanopoulos.
If you knew that letter would elect Donald Trump, you'd still send it?
I would. In fact, that was a question asked by one of my best people, a deputy general counsel in the FBI, who was a very thoughtful and quiet person who didn't speak a lot. And that morning we were making that decision, she asked, should you consider that what you're about to do may help elect Donald Trump president? And I paused, and then I said, thank you for asking that question. That's a great question. But the answer is, not for a moment, because down that path lies the death of the FBI as an independent force in American life. If I ever start considering whose political fortunes will be affected by a decision, we're done. We're no longer that group in America that is apart from the partisans and that can be trusted. We're just another player in the tribal battle.
There's no precedent for putting out information like this at the end of a campaign.
Oh, I've never heard of it before. I, as I say in the book, I think I did it the way that it should have been done. I'm not certain of that. Other people might have had a different view. I pray to God no future FBI director ever has to find out.
That was James Comey in the interview with George Stephanopoulos. Just a couple of quick notes. I don't trust James Comey. James Comey is a political animal. I think he was, and he even admits to being aware that what he was going to do might impact the election. Although when you know, you go back to 2016, and everybody and their brother on the Democrat side, and even a lot of folks on the Republican side, believed that Hillary Clinton was going to beat Donald J. Trump and become the 45th president of the United States. And if the only thought process for James Comey was, well, I don't want it to appear like, I didn't want her to be an illegitimate president at the end of the day. I mean, we know, here are the things we know about James Comey. He was a political animal. We do know that James Comey leaked and may have leaked classified documents. My question is, why hasn't the U.S. government acted against James Comey? And we know that the FBI, under J. Edgar Hoover, used the power of information to get what it wanted from politicians. Is it possible that the FBI knows something about Barack Obama or Loretta Lynch or even going back further, Eric Holder? And that's why the U.S. government and the Obama administration, and yes, even Jeff Sessions and the Department of Justice under Donald J. Trump has been so reluctant to go after Hillary's emails, to go after the meeting on the tarmac in Phoenix between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton. the former president. Is that what we're talking about here? I'm telling you, there's got to be something out there more than just government inertia. Or well, you know, it's the federal government. Things move really slowly. It's got to be more than that. In fact, I'm going to ask Megan Barth that coming up later in the show. She'll be with us after 11 o'clock. But it dumbfounds me that we are now in 2018 and nothing has been done about Hillary, about the emails. And again, the FBI and the Department of Justice, slow walking documents. Something's wrong. And to be honest, I'm not sure how we fix it.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, my name is Amy Jones, and I am running for Assembly District 35. I believe that our great state of Nevada is in need of true conservative Republicans. My husband, Brent Jones, former assemblyman for Assembly District 35, and I were the first in Nevada to publicly endorse Donald Trump. We face today a government that continues to incentivize people to produce less and work against those that are protecting the foundational principles that makes our country great. School choice, freedom of speech, the right to bear arms, and ability to create whatever one wants. I will fight for these liberties. As my husband Brent Jones was the previous assemblyman in 2015, I witnessed firsthand the backdoor deals that were made to push through the largest tax increase in our state's history. President Trump cutting taxes and regulation resulted in economic growth and opportunity. We need to cut taxes and regulation to help economic growth and opportunity in Nevada. As a businesswoman, I experience how taxes and regulation obstruct our ability to create more jobs. As a mother of three, I was appalled that the educational savings accounts were not funded at the expense of disadvantaged children. In Nevada, our schools are rated dead last in 2017. This is why it is so important that we stop funneling taxpayer dollars in the name of education without transparency and accountability. Lastly, if we don't have a secure ballot, we will continue to fall victim to a corrupt system. I will fight to secure voter integrity. To learn more about my campaign, go to electamyjones.com. That's electamyjones.com, paid for by Elect Amy Jones.
We have talked a lot about the race in CD3, which, by the way, is a very crowded race. There's another somewhat less crowded race, but still a race in CD4. David Gibbs is running for Congress in that district. Formerly held, or at least held right now, by Reuben Kiewan. He is not running for re-election after allegations of sexual misconduct. Yeah. We got a lot to talk about with David Gibbs. That'll be coming up next. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local now.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Well, we've moved. The Veterans Transition Resource Center is now located at 2690 East Sunset Road at the corner of McLeod across from Sunset Park. We are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturdays by appointment. If you need to file a disability claim, need help with benefits, or appeal a ratings decision, stop by or give us a call at 702-954-6300. That address once again, 2690 East Sunset Road in Las Vegas. The zip is 89120.